Lila Nishmas Rav Kleina Miskalmish Ben Rav Elimelech. Maisis Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. HaKoyvesh, if a person pickles vegetables or olives, like the Rav explains, with either vinegar or wine or things like that. HaSholek, if one stews, he cooks something for a long time. HaMeleach, somebody salts something. All these things are done even in a field, chayiv. They're chayiv in Maisis because there's a kvias once any of these things are done. Just like a sale creates a kvias, so too does any of these types of cooking or pickling or things like that. Hamechamin ba'adama potter. If a person buries fruits or vegetables under the ground that they should ripen, it's potter. The Rambam says one would think maybe it's like kvisho or malicha because it's sort of changing the state of the fruit or vegetable. It's making it ripe and you're leaving it underneath. So it's like marinating it like, but still it's not. And therefore it's potter. You're not really doing anything. Hametabel basada, if one dips in the field, so here he's not marinating it or pickling it, it's just a quick, he just takes the fruit or vegetable, dips it once and eats it, so it's not sitting with the brine or the wine or the vinegar or whatever, so it's potter, because it's derech arai, it's not a kvias. Hapotzea zesim shietzim mehem hasraf, potter. If a person pierces open olives, that out of the olives should come the sraf, which is the bitter, the Rambam says it's the bitter white milky substance that makes it bitter, so he's potter. Because, again, this is not the Gemar Malacha, and you don't have to be worried about it. Even though you did a process that you would be doing, it's still not the Gemar, and it's still Potter. Hayseichet zesim al besaro, Potter. If a person squeezes out olive juice onto his skin, he's Potter, because it's a derech arai. However, imsachat v'nosin l'soichiyadu chayev, if he squeezes it out into his hand, and then he wants to apply it from his hand, so his hand, the Rav explains, becomes like a pit to hold the oil or the juice, there is chayiv. Hamekape letavshil. We're going to go with the Rav's pshat. This means that if a person would take wine that wasn't, mekape means he skims the top off of the wine. He gets rid of all the sediment and things like that that's on top. So if instead of doing it before he pours it into a dish, he pours the wine before it's skimmed, it's poured into another dish. Now the dish, the Rishalmi explains, cannot be hot because if it's hot, it's cooking the truma wine, and we know cooking is kaveh anyway. So it has to be cold. If he does this putter, even though we know that wine, the Gemar Malacha we've said in previous Mishnayos, is kipui, which is skimming it, here because he put it into another dish and that dish is going to be cooked, the Gemar Malacha is not done yet, therefore he's putter. However, if the wine is poured directly into a pot with nothing else, and before he puts in any kind of food, he skims the wine, then he's chai because it's like a bor cotton, it's like a small little pit, and it's gmar malacha.